Next patient is Teresa Jacobson. That's T-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa. Jacobson, J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N, Jacobson. Date of castration was 11-6-23. I'm sorry, date of visit 11-6-23. And date of birth is 11-2-52. Age 71. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, please make a copy for Amy McCandless, nurse practitioner. Amy, A-M-Y, McCandless, M-C-C, A-N-D-L-E-S-S, nurse practitioner, N-P. Next, chief complaint is persistent cough of over 1 year's duration. Next paragraph is tell us. This is a 71-year-old lady who has a history of persistent coughing spells for over 1 year. Was treated in the past with antibiotics and was also on steroids briefly. Subsequently, she was placed on a Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And she has had no significant benefit from these inhalers. She did have a chest x-ray on 4/5/23, which showed no active disease. The patient denies some apoptosis, weight loss, fever, chills. She has some reflux symptoms and denies nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention she does have some tightness in the mid chest area, and she does cough up some greenish mucus. She also has anxiety attacks. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for hypertension, chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, and she has depression. She also has hyperglycemia. And surgery includes cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy, and cone biopsy. She also has had right shoulder repair and left knee repair, and treated for diverticulitis. She has chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked occasionally when she was quite young, and she smoked mostly marijuana. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died in an accident. Mother died of a stroke. One brother with MI. I'm sorry, two brothers of MI. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Med list included losartan HCT 100-25 milligrams daily, pantoprazole 40 milligrams a day, Montelu Cast, 10 milligrams daily. Symbicard Inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Venlafaxine, 150 milligrams daily, and Albuterol Inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Xanax, 0.5 milligrams daily, and Farxiga, 5 milligrams a day. Next, paragraph. System review of the patient has gained weight. She denies fatigue or fever, no double vision, but has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She does have urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has some heartburn and diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And she has anxiety with depression. And she has easy bruising but no enlarged glands. She has joint pains and stiffness of the muscle. And denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or cyanosis. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 118 over 70, pulse is 75, respiration 20, temperature 975, weight is 141, saturation 99. HE and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant bad sounds. And there are occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the answer is irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur. No S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2 is hypertension. And number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is hyperglycemia. Number 5 is anxiety disorder. Oh, can you please add in the past history, the patient also had 2 C-sections. Okay, next paragraph. Plan, patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and get a CT chest without contrast, with contrast, and an IgE level and a CBC complete metabolic profile. She will continue with Albuterol Inhaler, 2 plus TIDPRN. And was advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy McCandless, MCCANDELLESS, McCandless, NP, nurse practitioner. Thank you, it's Dr. D'Souza.